Pat Benatar, Heartbreaker. You see, me and Paul are in here because both Paul and I have long blonde hair. And so we're doing that rock and
leather,
roll thing.
Leather trousers.
And we have our leather trousers on.
You know, I share the same birthday as Pat Benatar.
Oh, you do?
Yeah, you know who else shares that birthday?
Who?
Rod Stewart.
Now, Rod Stewart?
Talk about a...
Yeah, what a trio.
A trio.
Paul Smart, Pat Benatar, and Rod Stewart. All right, I'll take it. I don't know what I'm going to do with it, but I'll take it. What's up, Paul?
Just speaking of Pat Benatar, you remember that? Didn't she wore trousers that were so tight she passed out on stage?
Oh, my gosh.
Yep. Well, I don't know if you can...
Now, there's a lesson in there.
I guess,
you know what? Let's just go on to the weekend review.
Yeah.
But there is a lesson in there.
There's the birds are out. Have you
yes,
noticed?
Yes, they are. That's
the birds
right.
are out. The birders are coming out.
That's
I,
it.
I noticed that there was the first kind of birding group was up at Olana. There's knitting groups running around the area, dealing with yarn and fabric retailers throughout Columbia County, and the thing called the Hudson Valley Yarn Crawl. There are 24 farms and shops through five counties that were involved with all of this and stretching over into Connecticut. Egg hunts. The egg hunts started early.
Yay, the egg hunts.
Yeah, there was one over at Black Horse Farm over in Athens yesterday. We missed it. And then coming up, there's a whole bunch coming up on Saturday. The big one over across the river is at Kirwan's Game Store is presenting one that's going to benefit the local fire department. Of course, I don't know about you, but there's something about these, you know, giant bunny rabbits and fading plastic eggs hanging
well,
from bare
I'll
trees.
I'll tell you something.
It's kind of scary.
My daughter came up last Easter, and I took Diane, the one who introduces me, I brought her to Price Chopper. And she took one look at that giant rabbit, and that was the end of it. She said she didn't want to have anything to do with it.
Yeah, no, I can understand. It's a very frightening thing, and it's in terms of the belief system that we breed into a lot of our kids, it's that big rabbit that's the weak yeah. point in it all.
She saw the eggs, and that intrigued her, but the rabbit was between her and the eggs, so that was it. That was
over in the town of Greenville, in Greene County, they had their St. Patrick's Day parade this past Saturday. It's I always kind of wonder when you're a week ahead of the holiday or a week after the holiday and the holiday hits on a weekend to begin with. It's just a little odd, but from what I hear, it was a great fun time that everybody had. In Catskill last weekend was the student art show open, really crowded and really fun stuff. My little guy Milo had he and some friends have been working with a glue gun and saws and and a giant dollhouse that we had picked up at the Salvation Army years ago here in Hudson. And they created something kind of marvelous. And
little boys with glue guns and saws.
Yep.
Okay.
And you know, there was also here in Hudson last week was the big fashion show fundraiser over at Helsinki, which was a big event. And but the big thing last week were the village elections. All of that was covered on the WGXC newsroom in length, and I believe you all were talking about it in the morning. So just looking back on it with a 6 days. Gone already. The thing that it was a lot of incumbents won, which usually happens. There was one village, Athens, kind of went all Democrat. Otherwise, the big upset was in Valencia.
Yes,
where Diane Argyle defeated long-term incumbent, and another newcomer came in with her, and so that's a big change.
And as a station note, Diane Argyle will be calling in to the WGXC morning show on this Thursday morning.
Excellent.
I met her down at the Valencia, the Village Hall. She's a nice lady. They tell me that not only is she the first mayor of Valencia, but they first think she might be the first woman mayor of Valencia, but she might be the first woman that ever ran in the village's history.
Wow. That's a big shift.
So she'll
be
with us in the 9 o'clock hour on Thursday.
You're over in Catskill. You had Vinnie Seeley, who's been the village president for years, won re-election fairly easily. But the big top vote-getter was Stanley Duchesne, who's running on the GOP line. And his big claim, he's been involved with Little League and soccer. And I think he's head of the local cemetery association, et cetera. What this shows with the combination of the incumbents winning in Coxsackie, Athens, Chatham, Philmont, Kinderhook, Tannersville, Hunter, and these other kind of surprise wins of Duchesne, et cetera, is that there's a balance that comes in, and it's more visible in village elections and town elections than it often is in county legislative or state and federal elections. And not only is there a balance, but it also there's often the kind of more conservative elements of life up here tend to dominate in these races, or not dominate, but they always come out and kind of remind us that yes, we live in a more conservative area up here. speaking of that, one of the interesting kind of conversations that I've had in several places over the past week has been about the minimum wage and the talk going back and forth, both on a state level, with the passing of a new minimum wage, and about doing it on a federal level. And I hadn't realized that the libertarian bent out there is running a lot deeper than I thought. It's really mm-hmm. starting to take hold, and there. Talking with friends and acquaintances who were bringing up the idea of the minimum wage from the point of view of somebody who is owning businesses and trying to hire people, and just, who does it really serve? If it hurts them and they have to let people go because they can't afford the minimum wage, what we ended up coming down to was a realization that the minimum wage in many situations is based on a whole labor system that isn't necessarily in play anymore, and a whole attitude towards full employment that isn't there. When your jobs are kind of catch as catch can, it's minimum wage both becomes more important, but it's harder to maintain on a business level. So it was kind of fascinating going into that area on a news side. The issue has come into play locally, where the Four Brothers pizza chain, which has restaurants in Hillsdale and is it, I believe, Valencia or Kinderhook?
In Valencia, right up there on the Kinderhook, you might say, yeah. Route 9, right at the circle.
Yeah, they're both facing a major lawsuit for allegedly refusing to pay workers minimum wage and denying them overtime pay during work weeks that stretches along 72 hours. So it's going to be, it always comes back to play. How do labor laws work with the reality of the labor situation and the way that funding works and the way, how far do we regulate, how far do we not regulate? And it was interesting just having that kind of center in a non-dogmatic but reality-based conversation on a local level. And hopefully there'll be more of that coming up in the coming stretch. Other news, the big thing, what about the police chief in Cara?
That was a shocker. And it made it whenever you see Columbia or Greene County on the actual Albany news, then we've hit the big time.
Yeah, and unfortunately, it often has to do with
it's never anything good.
Matters,
yes, right. It's never anything good, and we really don't know any details. Actually, aside from what they're saying.
Yeah, the idea of evidence tampering. That has occurred in a number of places. Having worked in journalism, you realize over time that to make crime stick and is difficult. It from the sounds of it, it's not serious enough where bail was denied or anything like that. So we'll have to see how this shakes out in the long run. Similarly, of great interest was the defeat of the ethics law here in Columbia County, mm-hmm. which again was up on the newsroom, and that'll be discussed quite a bit. A lot of people, just that libertarian streak that we talked about earlier, runs a lot deeper than we think.
Than we
a lot of people just, even though they're in government, the idea of complete transparency is just foreign to them. It's but that's kind of the nature of where we are these days. The battle between privacy and openness is just something that defines our times.
Right.
Similarly, the big story that's going to have repercussions, over the coming years is the new health rankings that came out, and how badly Columbia County did pretty poorly. Greene County did.
I was really surprised. I don't know why. That really caught me off guard.
I think because we forget about it. I mean, the big thing in Greene County is there's been a. It comes down to prevention. It comes down to going to the doctor, not just when you need to, when the situation is dire, but doing preventative medicine. And you need access to be able to do that in a way. And you need insurance coverage. But more than anything, you need access, and you need it to feel comfortable. You have to have regular clinics and the like. And Greene County doesn't have its own hospital, and they've had real problems maintaining clinics and doctor's offices all throughout the county. So there are whole areas where it's really hard to get to the doctor.
Just as a quick catch-up, folks, it's on our news blog. There was a recent health study, and that study put Dutchess County in the top 10 of the healthiest counties in the state. Now 62 counties, okay? Greene County placed 55th, and Columbia County placed 45th. So we were down in the lower 50%.
I think what one of the things that pushes it in Dutchess County is the fact that you have Poughkeepsie is a center for a lot of hospitals.
All right, and there's another hospital on the
eastern
just north. Yeah, right. Yeah. You're right.
Then,
just north.
There's Rhinebeck has one, and then there's over in the east. They deal with Sharon Medical Center.
Mm-hmm. That is true.
And
there's
so
hospitals.
There's access, and access, and Ulster County rose quite a bit, and it's because of increasing access, and that was a county push to bring health clinics and health awareness out into the more rural areas. And I think that's what's hurting over here is, a geographic split and geographic challenges that we haven't met yet.
I got to look at the study and find out who was 62nd.
Yeah. Look up into there's this kind of shadow area between the Adirondacks and central New York.
Yeah, right.
Either
right.
There or sometimes it's on the southern tier as well.
Up there where Watertown and probably that area.
Yeah, yep. Meanwhile, kind of countering that on a better level is that, I've been doing a lot of interviews with people in real estate of late, and it seems everybody's feeling that the housing market has turned at this point, and it's inching up a little bit in terms of price, volume of interest is what has changed. That and the other thing that kind of helped out up here was that we're close enough to the city that a lot of people who would have been facing foreclosure, especially in some of the upper market areas, have been able to rent out places on a part-time basis, mm-hmm. either weekends or week-long stints, et cetera, just enough to keep themselves from going under. And that in particular has helped kind of maintain the second home market up here, which, depending on where you are, but in kind of, you looked at Columbia and Greene counties as a whole, it would be about 35-40% of your housing market at second home. Wayne Speenberg, this was also up on the newsroom, but Wayne Speenberg is the chairman of the county legislature over in Greene County. He gave a state of the county address last week, and not so much of a surprise, he kind of lambasted state government and the feds, et cetera. And it's just a, you know, how far do you go where you kind of kick at everybody who can help you around you,
right,
and kind of go with the go it alone style that, you know, predominated for many years. But it may not be the best idea right now when you're looking at in health statistics, housing statistics, et cetera, those places that are playing along better with strong county executives such as Ulster, Dutchess, Orange counties, Putnam's coming into the rank, are tending to do a lot better right now and working with large studies and attracting larger funding and businesses as a result. So be interesting to see, you know, when that aha moment comes up here in local government. Speaking of aha moments, up in Ghent, and this was something in the Register Star, one of those great John Mason stories about how TCI at this point is, you know, they're requesting kind of a rebuild on the location where in their facility that burned to the ground August 1st. And what's happening is that the town and the planning board and people are starting to come together saying no.
That's right. That is right. And they don't want it. They definitely don't want it. And it's going to be interesting to see how that develops. We have one of our people on the ground that attends those meetings. So I was trying to get some information because I think the last one was postponed. I don't know what happened. But the townspeople are up in arms.
Yeah, they're coming out at other different meetings and writing letters to the papers, et cetera. And so it's a, you know, is TCI going to try to force its hand at this point, or are they going to look for some place to move to? And are they going to end up in Greene County? it was at the end of last week was the annual Crystal Apple Awards for Columbia County, and it's the Columbia County Chamber of Commerce hands out something each year, kind of recognizing a business. And you know, the ones running this year or that were nominated for the Crystal Apple kind of indicate where the county is right now, and included Hudson Valley Creamery, the new Germantown Variety Store, Crossroads Food Shop, Hudson Cruises, which is doing the ferry across to Athens in the summer, and the Juan Dharma Center, over on Route 23 heading out of town. And I believe it's 23 up in the Claverack area. The one who won the 24th annual Crystal Apple was the Columbia Land Conservancy, which received recognition for their accomplishments at preserving the region's rustic character. And just being able to shift, and this all goes down at the Golf and Country Club and a big dinner, big breakfast, it's a big dinner. And, it's a big change over the last 5 to 10 years to go from recognizing businesses and the normal sort of business to now recognizing this shift towards agriculture and a newer economy that is represented in Columbia County. Meanwhile, on Saturday morning, the staff and volunteers at the Columbia Land Conservancy had their annual Saturday pancake breakfast, and over 200 people supposedly came out to it.
Oh,
this
boy.
Was held in Hudson on Union Street at Hudson's Hudson Mansion. Speaking of odd economic development, it seems that water park idea, the Great Wolf Resort, has resurfaced over in Greene County. It had disappeared about a year ago when the Great Wolf Lodge was bought by a private equity group, Apollo Global Management, and everything kind of went quiet. Well, now, according to the Industrial Development Agency, which was pushing this in the first place. They're coming back into the fold right now with updates, and you know, right before the Great Wolf was sold, the county had kind of given them you know, a basic sense of approval and a go ahead. So now things are going to start moving there. You know, it'll be interesting to see if and when this gets built, if that kind of, whether it's still a current thing or it's a, or it's after the fact.
Right.
You know, everything may have moved beyond that at that point. Also, found out about a great new regional business that's out of Greene County that we'll be following up on in the coming month. It's a group. It's a company called Field Goods, and what they're doing is buying directly from farmers and farms, and going retail directly to clients and customers without going through stores or anything like that. It's a fascinating new business model where what they're doing is going to large entities like school districts up in the capital region, large businesses. As the owner of the business said, Donna Williams, you have to talk to women. You know, it's the women that will buy into this, women business owners, women administrators in school districts. And what they do is that they then you know, these businesses and school districts and nonprofits that are promoting a healthier lifestyle promote this to their employees, and everybody buys in. It's sort of like a you know, one of those agricultural buy-ins, and only it's not, you don't have to buy for an entire season or for an entire year. It's got a lot of flexibility to it. You can drop out at any week, and you get not only do you get a bag of different food delivered to a pickup space each week, but it comes with recipes on how to cook the different things. Like, you know, if you got a whole bag of parsnips, what do you do with them? You know, it sounds like a fabulous new idea, and we're going to explore that more. As Donna was saying, it's a way of kind of reconstituting the whole agricultural approach and farm to buyer approach, using business as an incentive in the middle. You know, over here in Hudson, it seems that the you know, there's talk right now about the senior center, which wants to rebuild, going into what's going to be called the Galvan Community Center, which is the old armory just down the street from here, where the library is going to be. But the yeah, the difficulty is that the discussion, as with a lot of things in Hudson and everything involving Eric Galloway and the Galvan push to, you know, renovate and buy up buildings, it's fury right now, and you know, so look for that one to take months to work itself out. School budgets are working their way through, and it's a sign of the times that you know, say Ichabod Crane School District up in Kinderhook, they're looking at adding football back in. What was it, 2 years ago, where they dropped it, and everybody was tightening the belt. You know, contracts are, you know, being renewed. Hunter Tannersville's looking at new computers, and this is spreading out into towns, talking about kind of refurbishing their town halls, rebuilding. So the money's starting to come in. Of course, the big deciding factor on all of this is what happens up in Albany this week as they hammer out the new state budget.
The new budget, right, because there's still some things up in the air.
it seems, yeah. I mean, what they're talking about is a lot of back and forth regarding increasing school aid. But, yeah, the other thing behind the scenes on all of this is there's a lot of tension around what they're going to do with the idea of gambling and how to push that forward. So we'll be hearing about that from probably on the, again, on the GXC Newsroom, and Capital Confidential up at Times Union is very close in on all of that. Finally, as kind of a last good news bit, over in Catskill, you know, a lot of people are singing hosannas to Village President Vinnie Seeley, you know, just won re-election, and a whole number of other people who have been kind of promoting the village and town of late, where Catskill was named one of the eight best places to live in the Hudson Valley by Hudson Valley Magazine. And that's in a list, you know, who are the other seven? Cold Spring, Cornwall on Hudson, Millerton, just over kind of on the eastern border of where we are now, Piermont down in Rockland County, Pleasant Valley in Dutchess County, Rosendale and Woodstock. So that's pretty good company.
Not bad.
Looking back in history, of course, you got the two big birthday folks for today, Aretha and Elton John.
That's correct.
On the musical front, I found, you know, the other big musician but little known is a jazz pianist by the name of Cecil Taylor, who he makes avant-garde sound you know, old time. He's just a fascinating experimental jazz player. On this date in the year 421, the city of Venice was founded at 12 o'clock noon. That's according to legend. So, I mean, how does it get founded at 12 o'clock noon? That's kind of interesting. And then finally, it's the birthday of both the late Howard Cosell.
That is correct.
And then also,
Howard Cosell.
You know, just kind of a sad, odd note. John Lennon was shot and killed. Mm-hmm. What was it, 1980? I believe it was, or 81.
Yeah.
I first heard about it, as did a lot of people, through Howard Cosell. He was reporting, I think it was like Monday Night Football or something like that, and interrupted the program. And it was just a very odd way to hear.
Well, he became much more than a sportscaster.
Yes. Yeah. He was one of those great voices. Right. And then kind of in pop art culture, it's the birthday of a kind of sculptor, conceptual artist, Matthew Barney, who did a huge show up at the Guggenheim a few years ago. But to those in pop culture, he's also known as Mr. Bjork. He's the husband of the Icelandic diva Bjork. There's our wrap up for today.
That's it. That's all the news all the time. We'll be checking in because we got there's one set of elections over, so we'll see where we go from there. Here's all today.